Friends, good morning. We are in a very special time. We are the last generation of the exile and the first generation of the redemption. And it is time to do for us. What does that mean? To show the perfection of His names and appellations, which was the reason for the creation of His world. He created the world so that we will bring contentment to one another, bring contentment to the chain of the Kabbalists, bring contentment to our Kabbalist, Rav Dr. Michael Leitman, and that way we will bring the world to correction. For some reason, we were given the responsibility to revive the dead. Humanity is in a state of dead, and we must give them a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and enliven them. L'chaim, friends!
Rav's words from the morning lesson of the 8th, of the 10th. I don't need to imagine anything. When I arrange my relationship with the Creator, I have to depict Him through the group. That is the force, the system, the reality that exists in the group. And then, if I exert in it, to depict Him through the group, I don't have to imagine anything. No, nothing imaginary. It isn't good. Our imagination of the Creator is never correct. Only through establishing a network between us in the group, out of all sorts of demands that the Abash writes to us about. Workshop question. How should we form the connections between us from which we come to discover who the Creator is? Again. How should we form such connections between us from which we come to detect the Creator?
Mostly the relationships between us should be around awakening the spirit in one another towards the goal, the spiritual state, which is expressed in the greatness of the group, the greatness of the teacher, and the greatness of the Creator.
Yes, in the connection between us, we can come to the greatness of the quality of bestowal, the greatness of the Creator, and it happens in action only through mutual efforts, by giving each other examples, and only common work together.
And all of these things stem from the covenant. I would say covenant, even before the Ervut, when we pledge to each other in practice to give the greatness of the group, the greatness of the friend. Simply at all times, or at least when we are physically together.
Yes, the relationships between us is what's going to lead us to the Creator, because the Creator is outside each and every one of us. And this is why we discuss the connection between us, and this is why we rely on each other, we must have each other. But the connection alone isn't enough. It needs to be a purposeful, deliberate connection, where the purpose is above everything. We don't get confused and mixing up different goals. No, we've gathered for a very specific reason, and in every such meeting, we need to grow, increase the importance of our goal again.
The relationships that will enable us to detect the Creator are relationships that are built according to the sources of Kabbalists, the principles of Kabbalists. The Kabbalists give principles that guide us exactly to how the relationships between us should be, and it's all precise so that the upper light will dwell in it, so that the light that reforms will operate there. So all of our effort should be in exactly how to keep that kind of relationships, the atmosphere, whatever you want to call it, the society that Kabbalists recommend to us. It's like a doctor's recommendation, simply.
Right, in order to generate such correct relationships between us within the ten, so the Creator can be revealed there, we need to just be obedient, to obey and follow the writings of the Kabbalists, who are very, very wise.
The systems of relationships between us is very special in that our reality is expanded by connecting with one another, and then instead of one perception of reality, we have a broad perception of reality. And this happens to the extent that we are included in this means called the Ten. And you can be included in the Ten, in the Great Vivid, only to the extent that it is important in my eyes. And then I have no problem to want to keep it. And this can be only according to the importance that we get, and this importance is working mostly in the lesson through the light that reforms.
Yes, and it's the importance of the effort towards connection, the importance of the will to change, importance of loving one another more than you love yourself. These are the principles which matter to us. And from this we give an example to one another and help one another, also to remember that this is the important thing and also to make an effort in it. And from there you can reach that thing called the quality of bestowal.
We need to care each for the spirituality of the other. And if we're not in such a concern, we have to express it in any case towards outwardly. If we don't have it in the heart, we have to ask from the Creator to have it.
The relationships need to bring us to a prayer for the Creator to be revealed. The Kabbalists guide us in how to connect together, what to look at, what to regard, what to make more prominent in order for the Creator to be revealed more and quicker, instead of being revealed in a slow, excruciating manner. We hurry the times by the correct connections between people.
Yes, and also in these relations, we have to constantly demand that the Creator will be a part of it. That we will want Him to be a part of it. Even if I don't know how, and it doesn't really matter how, the tea will be in the picture in these relations between us.
Yes, and what does a person have? He has himself. He has his point in the heart. He loves himself very much. He always wants to satisfy his desires. And he hears that in order to reveal the Creator, he needs to start to feel the desires of his friends, the points in the heart of his friends, and to feel them. These are the relations we need to manufacture between us in order to reveal the Creator.
Today on duty we have the Asiriya, the 10 from Emma Moshavot, 10 number 10 from Moscow, French, Peru, Ecuador, Romania, and 10 number 23. Let's hear a tune. Nigun.
להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות ואמונתך בלילות להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות